This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During his visit to Israel Monday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reaffirmed his country's unshakable support to the Jewish state. He also emphasized the importance of protecting Palestinian civilians and reaching a two-state solution after the war ends.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who met with several Israeli officials on Monday, including his counterpart Yoav Gallant, said protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza was a moral duty and a strategic imperative.
Democracies are stronger and more secure when we uphold the law of war. We will continue to stand up for Israel's bedrock right to defend itself. And we will also continue to urge the protection of civilians during conflict and to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Gallant affirmed that his forces aim to minimize harm to the civilian population. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. is among several nations setting up a task force to protect shipping in a vital waterway that's come under attack by Iranian-backed rebels in
The drone and ballistic missile attacks have led several shipping companies to keep their vessels from transiting the Red Sea.
Making an artery that carries nearly 12% of global trade essentially inoperable.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell said the U.S. must act.
This is an international problem, and it deserves an international response.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says nine nations will join the U.S. in either conducting joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden or providing intelligence support. The rebels have attacked in the direction of not just commercial vessels, but also U.S. warships. Austin did not answer why the Pentagon has